Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. What you want to do is go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out 15 articles there combating the mainstream media's lies, as you're about to find out in just a moment here. Also, go to the right side of the page. Click us onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. Do the same thing there, beforeitsnews.com. Click us on. Join us on the right side of the page. Join us on live chat. If you want to call us from 127 cities across the United States or from 53 countries, listen, the phone lines are open to all of you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Thank you. I want to get to this. There's a couple more things I want to get to that are important. I got to give you a download, right? A recap on the week's information. And one of the things that needs to be absolutely covered is how controlled is the mainstream media's presidential narrative, or just their narrative in general. You know, it's interesting that, you know, and I bring this up quite a bit, but I caught myself saying it yesterday, that 94% of the American people don't believe the media. They don't believe them. And Congress has an 11% approval rating. This young man said earlier 14%, but it's 11. It's interesting to note that the American people still allow them to set the narrative. I mean, folks, like, for example, when you watch the voting polls, where do you have to go to get your information? You have to go to the very media that lies to you 24/7 to give you the information concerning what's going on at the polls, concerning the people that are voting. It's just, it's a catch-22, and you got to break outside of it. Hey, folks, let me say this. Listen carefully. Controlled opposition is this. Controlled opposition. There's no better way to lay out a parable for you than pro wrestling. I've done shows, friends, in the past that these that are set up as arch enemies are, in fact, behind closed doors, best of friends. That is controlled opposition. They go out in front of the people, tens of thousands, 20s, 30s, 40,000 people, all being deceived as they know that they're being deceived, paying $100 a ticket to go watch a bunch of guys in their little Speedos jumping around in a cage. It's all fake, and you know it's fake. So are politics, and you know they are. Controlled opposition is the powers that be in pro wrestling are picking this guy and then picking another guy, and then they're making them as arch enemies before the people. But behind closed doors, they're best of friends. I've done a whole show on this. It's craziness. Why would you subject yourself to that? Well, it's the same thing happening again in politics. Matter of fact, it was love him or hate him, he was exactly right. Jesse Ventura. He was the governor of the state of Minnesota. He was actually voted in by the people. Took all the power structures by surprise. Took it right over the top of their head. The younger people did. Right? He's the one that said, and he was a former professional wrestler, where they deceived the people. He said, politics and pro wrestling are identical, is what he said. He's exactly right. Okay? For you to sit there and pretend that the president is at war with Barack Hussein Obama, that he's at war with Hillary Clinton, that he's at war with James Comey, friends, it's just absolutely absurd. These people aren't being prosecuted. They're not being demoted. They're being promoted. They're writing their books. They're out on tour making millions of dollars off the stupidities of the American people that believe the lies. It's just that simple. Controlled opposition is a protest movement that is actually being led by government agents. Nearly all governments in history have employed this technique to trick and subdue their adversaries. Corrupt politicians, who are their adversaries? Me and you. Because they're trying to overthrow this system of government. And then, who makes his entry? Russian revolutionary Vladimir Lenin said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Now, let me go back to the event that I just did here in northern Minnesota yesterday. And pay attention carefully. Friends, people ask me all of the time, for whom are we to vote? What they're doing is they're parroting the same talking points over and over again of the lesser of two evils. And I respond with, of the lesser of two evils, choose neither. When you go to 2 Chronicles 19:2, what does it tell us? This is when Jehoshaphat helped the king that he shouldn't have helped. The Lord didn't like it. So he sent Jehu the prophet to rebuke Jehoshaphat. What did he say to him? Should you help the ungodly and love those who hate the Lord? And in doing so, listen carefully, bring wrath from the Lord on yourselves? What happens when you vote for the lesser of two evils? You still voted in evil. And the Bible says that, listen, friends, listen, that the wrath is going to be upon you that voted them in the first place. Now, just hold that thought for a moment, okay? What I'm talking about right now is people asking me all the time, like they did last night, who are we to vote for? Oh, by the way, of course, I get the guys that say, are you for or against Donald Trump? Listen, I am for the law. Like Benjamin Rush, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, he was asked, are you an aristocrat? He said, no, I'm not an aristocrat. And he said, I'm not a Republican neither. He said, I'm a Christocrat. Can you imagine, America, if we were all Christocrats and we stuck to his word concerning those options that have been given unto us? Now, what we're talking about right now, friends, is how controlled is the mainstream media's presidential narrative, their narrative overall. 94% of the American people don't believe the narrative run by the mainstream media, but they let them run the narrative. That sounds like a bunch of gluttons for punishment to me. Listen, there's over 1,104, as of June 22nd, 2020, I'm sorry, 2020, that have signed up to become the next president of the United States of America. How controlled is the mainstream media's narrative concerning your options? How many have you heard from? There you have it. Two, there's 1,104 different options for the presidency of the United States of America, and the only options that the mainstream media has put up for you are Donald Trump and Joe Biden. If you can't see what's going on there, nobody can help you at this point. That's how controlled it is. That is called controlled opposition. Now pay attention to this, because I just got done telling you as well. Of the lesser of two evils, choose neither. You have Donald Trump, and you have or Joe Biden. Okay? They say we only have two options. And I'm going to come right back to this on the other side. Folks, this is great food to chew on, and this takes the mask off those that are playing us the way that they're playing us, if it be so that you're allowing them to do so. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We got some friends on Top Chat right now, and I say with all due respect to the truth, you know, there's people out there right now talking about how pro-life Donald Trump is. There's an article right on the bottom right there, and you'll see that his first move that he made, according to CNS News, Trump signs Minibus CR that funds Planned Parenthood and aborted baby parts research. Okay, just wanted to let you know what the facts are. The article's right on the left side there. You can go ahead and watch it. That's why you're listening to the show right now, friends. What you're being told through the mainstream media that nobody believes and what's actually happening are two different stories. I also wanted to let you know that Tim Brown just posted just a couple minutes ago on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the Trump administration just suspiciously fired the top U.S. attorney investigating billionaire child sex trafficking. Now, why would he do that? Okay. There's a lot of stuff. We know that Donald Trump, as a matter of fact, for those that have been deceived by this administration, I'm going down right now because there's another article right now that Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, posted concerning Donald Trump and the people that he's appointing. Actually, I'm sorry, this is LifeSite News that wrote, Trump says he'd love to appoint top LGBT activists to high levels in his administration. Well, it's interesting because we just found out one of his appointees, this is a side note, by the way, one of his appointees on the court, the Supreme Court, Neil Gorsuch, just wrote the decision concerning why they gave rights to the LGBT, concerning the fact that Americans can no longer fire them for the choices that they make. Isn't that interesting? Government has no place there, by the way. They should be condemning the acts of sodomy. If you look at every state statute, it's still there. It's against the law. It's a felony in every state. Okay, and God calls it not a sin but an abomination. Leviticus 18, 22, 2013. But pay attention to what is actually being done behind closed doors. Donald Trump just said, according to LifeSite News, that he'd love to appoint top LGBT activists to high levels in his administration. What's also interesting to take note of, friends, is we just found out this last week that there's lesbians that are actually overseeing the BLM movement. And with that, I also want to say, as this is coming up, even as I'm speaking now, I just watched a video yesterday, friends, of what you would consider to be black leaders in the United States. You would probably even consider them to be a bunch of dirtbags in many cases. But they're actually intelligent men. And again, here it comes, how the mainstream media spins their character, just the same way they do mine, on a different front. But I posted yesterday, friends, I posted this article of all these black actors, these black musicians. And I'll tell you what, friends, there must have been, I bet, 10 different speakers. And not a one of them gave their thumbs up to BLM. So if you think for one moment that they have all of this support, the only support that they have is by the propagandists in the mainstream media, again, sensationalizing, blowing themselves up to be a lot bigger than they really are, the Saul Alinsky tactic, and that's how you get your information. As a matter of fact, I have it right in front of my face. Black celebrities share their views on race in America, and every one of them denounce it. Every single one of them denounce what they're seeing concerning the BLM right now, what they're trying to normalize. I want to add one more point to our conversation before I get back to this. It's also interesting to note that you're seeing statutes and names being taken down. The revisionists are having their way. How is it that they're having their way, America? Because you're letting the media set the narrative using a small group of people to blow it up like everybody's for it, when in fact that's the furthest thing from the truth, but they're only doing whatever you're letting them get away with. Folks, this is communism. I can keep telling you until I'm blue in the face. It's for us to stand up against it. Every single time we see somebody stand up against this, what happens? We win. God promises that He'll give the church what it's willing to fight for. We win. Hey, the tactic is this. Communists believe that, listen, when you attack somebody or an organization or whatever it may be, or a group of people, they always say that, listen, if you feel their steel, retreat. Retreat. But if you feel that they're like a bunch of mushrooms, proceed. If you feel their mush, proceed. Just keep going forward. See, they're feeling your mush, America. They're feeling that you're soft. They're feeling and seeing your approval ratings by your inactions towards them and their crimes against we the people. You're allowing them to take down the statutes. You're allowing them to remove the word civil war. I don't know. Is it just me? But wasn't that allegedly what we have been taught, friends, that war was about liberating from the South? By the North? Well, I'm here to tell you, just for the record, that is what we have been sold, okay? To stop slavery, and good for the good men and the abolitionists who did that, right? But I'm sorry, the North was just as guilty as the South was. So what was it about? Well, the Lord's going to have His way, one way or another. The Bible tells us in Nahum 1 that the Lord is in the whirlwind, and He's going to have His way. And He's going to have His way again if we allow it to continue on. Right? Anyways, I wanted to share that with you. And by the way, no condemnation. I just wanted to give you that information. Please check it out. And by the way, again, if you want to check us out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on live chat on the right side or before it's news. 1-866-582-9933. Let's get back to this. How controlled is the mainstream media's presidential narrative? I'm just going to keep saying it. You'll get it by the anointing. Isaiah 10:27. There are 1,104 individuals running for the presidency of the United States of America. How many have you heard from concerning those candidates? Two. Joe Biden and Donald Trump. That is controlled opposition. I have a friend named Michael Peruca. As a matter of fact, we're going to be preaching in Michigan in front of the Capitol next month. And he ran for the presidency of the United States under the Constitutional Party. Boy, you think? I'm saying that as people, Constitutional Party, that's the guy we should be going to, right? The law, right? He went into Washington, D.C. He actually garnered 1 million votes. And he was asked by a reporter in Washington, D.C., how come nobody heard about you? Listen carefully. Michael Peruca understood what was going on. We're exposing it right now. Controlled opposition. When he was asked why it is that nobody knew who he was, he said, because they don't want you to know who I am. They don't want you to know that you have 1,104 different options. They only want you to pick from the lesser of two evils that the powers that are tolerated delivered up to you. This is easy to see. It's easy to understand. People come back to me and say, well, Bradley, you said not to vote for either one of them. Vote for neither of the lesser of two evils. Absolutely not. I just got done sharing with you how Jehoshaphat was rebuked by Jehu the prophet from the Lord. 2 Chronicles 19:2. Read it when you get a moment, right? Then they say behind that, like I heard yesterday when I did my when I preached in northern Minnesota at a business center because the churches wouldn't open up their doors. They then say, we only have two options. I answer with, listen carefully. No, you only have two options that the powers that are tolerated have given you. And notice I'm saying the powers that are tolerated because they are tolerated. Okay? I answer to, we only have two options with, no, you only have two options that the powers that are tolerated had given you, and it's always the option of the one that is hated by the Americans, right? And the powers that are tolerated know this, and the other is compromised, but not as bad as the other one. Is that not true? Yes, it's totally true, friends. The options that are always given unto you, one is hated by the American people, and the other is compromised, but not as bad as the other option. Is this not true? Yeah, it's totally true. Every single cycle. And notice how one wins over the other. It's always a draw. It's always really close. You know, 51 to 49%. Baloney. Baloney. Did you know that Fox News just gave out a poll that Joe Biden was winning by 51% over Donald Trump? See, they're another outlet that's controlled through six corporations worldwide. The mainstream media is controlled by the CIA. Udo Ufkat, check him out. He'll tell you all about it. It's online. He's dead now. He mysteriously died a year later after he wrote a book exposing the CIA's control over the media. But isn't that interesting? The options that you're always given are always ones completely hated by the Americans and the other is compromised, but he's not bad as the other guy. Is that not how it is? Yes, it is. I'm going to give you some examples when I come back. The power of the media concerning the presidential candidacies. We'll be right back.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has now signed an executive order to protect all national monuments, memorials, and statues. The president said those who vandalize the monuments will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And Interior Secretary David Bernhardt speaks on protesters who continue to tear down historical statues.
Well, the reality is that the destruction of government property in a deliberate manner is a crime that carries with it a very severe and significant penalty. We are ensuring that we, when we have an opportunity, we arrest individuals, and we're asking the Department of Justice to prosecute them to the full extent of the law.
The first test of the new policy should be coming in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, as protesters have threatened for the last week to tear down the Emancipation Statue of Abraham Lincoln. This is USA Radio News. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected a request by Texas Democrats to allow all of the state's 16 million registered voters to vote by mail during the coronavirus pandemic. The denial is not the end of the ongoing battle over mail-in voting in Texas, but it remains a loss for Democrats who made the emergency ruling request while the original case is tied up in the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Justice Sonia Sotomayor urged the lower court to consider the case well in advance of the November election. Voting by mail in Texas is generally limited to those 65 or older, or those with a sickness or physical condition that prevents voting in person. The Trump administration moved forward with a policy offering public schools across the U.S. to share coronavirus relief funding with private schools at a higher rate than federal law typically requires. Under a new rule issued by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, school districts are ordered to set aside a larger portion of their aid for private schools using a formula based on the total number of private schools in the district. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Okay, guys, thank you. How controlled is the MSM's acronym, presidential narrative? I want to say it again. It's as plain as the nose on your face. There are 1,104 individuals running for the presidency of the United States of America. The question I'm laying to your candor right now is this. How many have you heard from? Two. We're talking about controlled opposition. We're talking about Russian revolutionary Vladimir Lenin when he said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. This is why they have the narrative, because they're controlling the opposition as they create it. Hello? Give me some examples. Okay. I just got done sharing with you my conversations with some people yesterday. Who do we vote for? They say, who are we to vote for when they're the lesser of two evils? I say, choose neither. Yeah. We only have two options. That's what I just ended with during the last segment. Well, I answer with not only, no, you only have the two options that the powers that are tolerated have given you, and it's always the options of the one that is hated by Americans. Now, just keep this in perspective. Keep this in mind. The option is always one that is completely hated by the American people, like Joe Biden right now. Right? This treasonous pedophile. He's a creep. And the media showed you that he's a creep. You want to know why? Because they want to normalize pedophilia. They want to normalize the crime. That's what they're trying to do. Okay? They always put one up that's hated by the American people, and the other is compromised, but not as bad as the other option concerning the one that everybody hates. Do you remember John Kerry versus George W. Bush? You know what won George W. Bush's candidacy? The fact that he said, when asked, who's the most influential person in your life, he said, Jesus Christ. That's all he had to say. That's all he had to say. Right? Who did more damage, John Kerry or George W. Bush? But let me ask you, how did they put it up? They put up John Kerry, who nobody could stand. Why? Because he's a draft dodger, a complete sellout. He's committed the act of treason, just like Joe Biden. And they put him up against, well, a war hero. By the way, for those that did not know, I watched the documentary on George W. Bush's military service. And it's interesting that the mainstream media would always make reference to a certain platoon that he was a part of. Well, this guy that was doing the documentary thought he would just go to one of the reunions that they had to ask him about George W. Bush. And not a one of them acknowledged ever knowing George W. Bush. This is nothing new. Dictators always put themselves up as military heroes, regardless if they're draft dodgers or if they served at all. By the way, for those that didn't know, West Point, Donald Trump, he's a draft dodger, just in case you didn't know. That's why it's easy for them to send your boys to war. See, if he really understood war, he'd be magnifying the laws against criminals rather than using our boys to go fight, making them criminals, and dealing with other countries that won't submit to the global order that he's pushing forth, just for the record. Okay, you had John Kerry versus George W. Bush. Nobody liked Kerry. George Bush was new on the scene, right? Except in Florida where they couldn't stand him, in Texas where they couldn't stand him. Like him and his brother, Jeb, right? Then you had Barack Hussein Obama versus who? John McCain. How did they put up John McCain, by the way? They put him up as a war hero, and then we played audio from the veterans that knew he was a chicken hawk. Okay? He sold his own people out when he was MIA in Vietnam. He wasn't a war hero at all. He was just the exact opposite. He committed the act of treason, and your government picked him up and used him against you, right? So what do you have? You have Barack Hussein Obama, new on the scene, nobody knew who he was, mysteriously comes up with $250 million, serves 142 days in Illinois Senate, and all of a sudden he becomes the president of the United States of America. How could it be otherwise? Your only other option was John McCain. Nobody could stand the guy. Nobody could stand him and can stand him, right? What a loser, man. Then you have Hillary Clinton. I was sharing yesterday in northern Minnesota when we were having church in a business office, right? Because the churches wouldn't open their door. It was interesting to note that I brought up the point that when I'm across the country, because I'm somewhere every single month, I've seen during that cycle with Hillary Clinton, who didn't have the support of the American people, when she kicked off her commencement for her presidential candidacy in Iowa, there was 22 people that showed up. But they wanted to legitimize her with Donald Trump as a real opponent. This is the mainstream media again. Who are your options? Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? And if you don't vote for Donald Trump, then guess what? It's a vote for Clinton. You're ignorant. That's ignorance that's talking. That's the parrot that comes out of you listening to the narrative of the media that you don't believe in. Whoa! Craziness. All across the country, I've seen Hillary for prison. All over the place. Donald Trump promised to do that. What did he do when he got into office? The first 41 seconds, he said verbatim, the American people owe Hillary Clinton a debt of service and gratitude for her service to our country. The first 41 seconds after he became the president of the United States of America elect. Okay? Just for the record again, they always put up someone that we can't stand up against someone that we didn't choose, but he's not as bad as the one that we can't stand. These are not the people's choices. It's the same scenario with every election cycle. And keep in mind, they always put them in a positive light. See, what people are not paying attention to is the fact that the ones that are put up are on the same team. In other words, they are two parties representing the same cause, pushing forth the same agenda, just like it is today. Okay? 5 years later, not one individual has been prosecuted by Donald Trump. Not one. Just 4 days ago, LifeSite News reported Trump accuses Obama of treason for spying on his 2016 presidential campaign. Why hasn't he prosecuted him? Remember that DOJ's in his hand, he can do whatever he wants with? Someone want to remind this guy that he is the chief, the commander-in-chief? He has the power to prosecute, man. If Hillary Clinton committed the act of treason, which we know she did, if Barack Hussein Obama committed the act of treason, which we know he did, if Joe Biden committed the act of treason, which we know he did, Article 3, Section 3, why is this president, if he's the real deal, why is he not prosecuted a one person? I know all of you deceived ones that believe in QAnon. I know. Number one, grow up, okay? It's a military psyop, number one. It's always kicking the can down the road. And the only thing that you can resort to, even after 5 years, you still have the audacity to tell people that don't know the difference, oh, just wait until his second cycle. Just wait until his second term, man. Just wait. Just wait. Just wait. 5 years later, and QAnon is still telling the American people, just wait. You're being deceived. Right? If he didn't do it the first day, he ain't going to do it. And guess what? 5 years later, he hasn't done it. Well, Bradley's only been in for 4 years. He promised for 1 year on the presidential campaign trail. Okay, so add that to the equation. Not one person has been prosecuted. We've seen just the exact opposite. We've seen him exonerate, grant clemency to criminal politicians over and over and over again. Okay, and stack D.C., in bureaucracies with what? More of the problem, not less. Okay? So let's take this to the next step, because what I want to do is I want to put you to the test. Okay? I want you to be tested here, okay? You pick the next world leader. So it's time to elect a new leader and your vote counts, just to see what you come up with here. Okay? Here are the facts and characteristics of these three leading candidates. Candidate A associates with crooked politicians and consults with astrologists. He's had two mistresses. He cheats on his wife. He chain smokes and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. That's candidate A. Would you vote for him? Probably not. Candidate B, he was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon, used opium in college, and drinks a quart of whiskey every evening. This is candidate B. Would you vote for that guy? Well, what I found out of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people at this point, no. This is their response. Probably not. Here's candidate C. He's a decorated war hero. He's a vegetarian, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, and if he does, it's an occasional beer once in a while, and he's never had any extramarital affairs. Never cheated on his wife. Pretty loyal guy, right? That's candidate C. Now, after pondering these three candidates, which one did you choose? Did you choose candidate A? That was Franklin D. Roosevelt. Okay? Candidate A was Franklin D. Roosevelt. Candidate B was Winston Churchill. I don't know. I don't understand why people put this guy in a good light neither. Same thing with Roosevelt. He was a total communist. The same thing with Churchill. I mean, don't you remember the famous picture of him and Joseph Stalin and Franklin Roosevelt during World War II that were bringing together the United Nations? Remember, because it failed during World War I through League of Nations under President Woodrow Wilson, who acknowledged that he destroyed this country in 1913 by taxing Americans' incomes, right? Guess who candidate C is? If you chose candidate C like I did and most people did, by far, easy, hands down, you just chose none other than Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler. Did they put him in a negative light or a positive light? Folks, we're talking about mainstream media's presidential narrative, and there's 1,104 individuals running for the presidency.
Of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Okay, so I just gave you the options concerning your choice. And the first one, candidate A, was who? It was none other than Franklin D. Roosevelt, a communist. People always learn after the fact. I don't know why that is. Instead of judging them by their fruit to know who they are during that time, they wait until after the fact, after they destroy their countries. You have Winston Churchill, candidate B, and then candidate C was none other than, guess who? Adolf Hitler. And so I'm going over to, again, to warn the people that when you go to 2 Corinthians 11, what do you see there? You see the Lord saying again, this is how you judge them. And when you read it, it says, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. And then in verse 15, it tells us, 2 Corinthians 11, therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their what? Their works. Okay? But we learned the lesson after the fact, and I shouldn't say we, but most learned the lesson after the facts. Okay? And we're talking about how controlled is the mainstream media's presidential narrative. I want to say it again. There's 1,104 individuals running for the presidency of the United States of America, and I'm asking you, how many have you heard from? And I'm here to tell you, two, the ones that they wanted you to hear from. Two. Two. Again, remember, I'm talking about some of the conversations I had from an event that we did last night in northern Minnesota. Who should we vote for? Well, when speaking at events, I asked how many believe the mainstream media. No one does. Every single time, friends, no one dares raise their hand because they don't want to be laughed at. No one believes the mainstream media. I then ask how many of them trust the government today. Again, no one does. No hands go up. Friends, this is not a rare happening yesterday. This is every event that I do. No one trusts the media. No one trusts their politicians. But yet they parrot what they say to them. Okay, so no one does. I then ask them, who put the presidential candidates up as your options to become the next president? There you have it. There it is right there. The law unto itself. Well, I answer with the same mainstream media that you don't believe, along with the powers which are tolerated in government, that you do not trust. Friends, why is it that you only have two options? Who gave you those options? The media and the governmental system that is working against American government. That's who gave them to you. Okay? You know, I wish, if you have any opposing views or if you want to contend with what we're talking about right now, 1-866-582-9933. Line is wide open for you. If I see any emails today, I'm just going to delete them. If I see any texts where they're taking shots at me, I'm just going to delete them. Just, nope, not even going to pay attention to you. You deserve what you get. Hey, folks, listen carefully. These candidates are not the people's choice. These are, if it was true, then why would you choose somebody of a lesser evil? Most people would say, I wouldn't. I would pick the representative that I want. Well, you're not picking the representative that you want. You're picking the representative that you know of through the mainstream media. I can spin this so many different ways, friends, and I'm doing my best to do that with the help of the Holy Ghost. They are the choices that the mainstream media and the powers that are tolerated has given to you as your options. It is, in fact, controlled opposition. Controlled opposition. I want you to listen again. What is controlled opposition? Definition. It's a protest movement that is actually led and being led by government agencies. What are you seeing right now through BLM? Antifa. The LGBT. What are you seeing? These are sponsored movements that we're finding that are being funded through a fascist state, big companies that are fueling them to overthrow the government that you now know. That's controlled opposition. I did a show yesterday. Loved it. I love the topic. I asked the question, who are these protesters? Just broadening this conversation just a little bit. In these movements, they are the children that the government raised up in the public school system that are now being used for their communist agenda. Who are the protesters? They're the children that the government raised up in the public school system now being used for their communist agenda. That is called controlled opposition. By the way, let's lay responsibility to the responsible party, okay? Who brings their kids to be indoctrinated illegally to public schools in the first place? The parents do. So at the end of the day, our sins are finding us out. Numbers 32:23. This is controlled opposition. That's why you only keep hearing of two. Hey, folks, it's controlled opposition that keeps the likes of Pelosi in power, or Schumer in power, or Ocasio in power, or Ilhan Omar in power, or Tim Walz in power, or Keith Ellison in power, or Rashida Tlaib in power, or Ted Cruz in power, or Donald Trump in power. It's being led through controlled opposition. You don't have any other options. They're your only options. No, it's not the people that put them there. And I'm talking about others. I'm not talking about all of them. I'm talking about the likes of these subversives that are blatant subversives in American government that need to be exported out of this country, literally. And I kid you negative. They're committing the act of treason against us, friends. Our forefathers would hang these people that you're tolerating today. Think about that. They're there because the media wants to browbeat anybody that stands up against them. They want to drive them to the ground. So everybody, and then they want to set the example that if you dare stand up against us, this is what we're going to do to you too. That's where we're at, right? Again, let me reiterate the point. These candidates that you have in front of you right now, they're not the people's choice. They are the choices that the mainstream media and the powers that are tolerated has given to you as your options. And I'm reiterating these points for a purpose. It's controlled opposition. Friends, it does not get any plainer than the nose on your face, as I said earlier. You have 1,104 different options concerning who the next president of the United States of America can be, and you haven't heard from but two of them. Gosh, America, wake up! This is since June 22nd, 2020. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And look up the article, and you can go to the link for yourself to see the name of every one of them. As a matter of fact, as of June 22nd, 2020, here's the divide and conquer again, Mark 3:25, 317 Democratic candidates, 156 Republican candidates, 64 Libertarian candidates, 23 Green candidates, and the list goes on. I think what's more shocking and what should be alarming is the fact that you've never been told about any of these people. And if that doesn't tell you that this is controlled opposition, it ain't ever going to get into you after this. Donald Trump and Joe Biden are your only two options. Either way, no matter who wins, the powers that are tolerated win because they are both on the same team. And if that's not the case, then why is it Donald Trump hasn't prosecuted those that are responsible for treason? And this coming out of Donald Trump's own mouth. I can see what's going to happen now. One of two things. They put Joe Biden in there. It's just going to create more domestic insurrection. It's a lie. You know it's a lie. Donald Trump wins. All of his supporters go back to sleep, which works for the agenda, which has been working fantastically for them over the last 4 years. Read Matthew 13:35, when men slept, the enemy sowed tares. Men are asleep today. Donald Trump's put back in there, and they're going to talk about all these good things Donald Trump's going to do, and his tenure's going to run out, and he's going to do absolutely nothing that he promised that he would do, but the opposite, the same way that he has for the first 4 years. And you're going to get exactly what you bargained for because you didn't look any further than what you've been told by the media and the powers that are tolerated. You look no further than what they told you. So don't sit there and tell me about how you don't believe what they say. I've given you every answer that you need today concerning what's going on in your country. And if you can't see that the narrative is set for these two, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, while ignoring 1,104 different individuals, then you're not going to figure it out. You're going to go to the grave not understanding what's taking place here. But for the people that have ears to hear and eyes to see, it's time for you to get busy in understanding. Either you're going to throw off tyranny or tyranny is going to throw you off. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in one day in 23 hours, Lord willing. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. See ya.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.